Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests promote herself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say peace and greetings to everyone out there. Welcome, 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 everyone here to The Remix live. Live in the platform, of course, with your host, me, Miss Blue. And today, it's March the 30th, 2014, for most of us on the planet. So I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to The Remix, everyone. We are live in The Remix, and it is so good to have all of you in the house tonight joining us here live in the forum. So, it is 2014. It is 2014, everyone. Yes, it is. And it's so good to have everybody here in The Remix. Not the 13th, but it is 2014. We are here. Welcome. Welcome. 646-522-2711 is the number to call. And that's going to get you locked in to The Remix on the phone lines. You definitely want to get on the phone lines tonight as well. If you're listening in, if you're calling from an international country, and you want to call in, dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-622-2711, and that's going to get you locked in. Also, I want to let you guys know the chat room is open. And you definitely can come on over and experience the chat room with the Remix family. They are in the house. And they will certainly make you feel welcome and right at home. So all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and come on in. The chat room is open. You click the link at the very bottom, sign up, tell us who you are, and just dive right in. So good to have everybody in the house tonight. How's everybody doing on Sunday? You guys good to go? Everybody good to go? Doing great? Everybody's doing good. Well, it's so good to see the Remix family in the house and to have you guys present here. Glad to know all is well in your world. And you guys are joining us here on the forum tonight. Woo, what a weekend for me. A beautiful weekend. We started out on Friday, of course. Soul Sisters, yeah, where are you? That was the show we did on Friday night. And I want to remind you that that show, as well as all of the Remix shows, are available for you to download. And it's a couple of ways that you can actually download. You can download by going over to iTunes. Yes, just click the link, come right here to the Remix Radio page, go over to iTunes, and you can download. And you can download. You can get years and years and years worth of shows that will take you back and hear all of the amazing brothers and sisters who have come to the Remix and shared their message, their passion, their love, and their power with the Remix family and are part of the Remix family as well. So you definitely want to go back and you want to download. make sure while you're over there, you subscribe to iTunes so you can keep it. You can get all the shows and you can have them. You can also come over to the Remix Radio page and you can download and listen right here from your computer, or you can listen live. So it's so many ways you can stay in touch, you can be informed, and you can stay current with your magic and your world. Keep learning, growing, and just expanding and evolving yourself with the Remix family. So, where do I start? I got my Buddha cup tonight, you guys. Drinking a little bit of my golden Buddha juice that I have in my cup here tonight. Just as we warm up the mic and get ready to get started, I do want to remind you that it is Sunday night. And you know what happens on Sunday night? The orders go in for the Know Your Magic Kim deck. And definitely, you guys have been placing your orders, the Kim deck, the Oracle deck, the Oracle Psychic deck. It helps to keep you current, and it helps you to keep on point with your magic. It helps you to activate those portals within yourself and really get in touch with your magic. It's like going to the gym and working out your psychic muscles. So I want to invite you guys to definitely go over. All of the information is in the show notes, but if you're listening on the phone, www.missblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, is all you have to do. And you can read the hundreds of comments that brothers and sisters all over the world have said about the deck and how they've incorporated into their lives and begin to work with it. I also want to give a big shout out to everyone who has purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook. And yeah, that audio workbook is something else. That's definitely for you, no matter where you are on your magical journey, for you to get into understand knowing your magic. And that's in the show notes as well. MissBlueBlast.com is all you got to do. Click the link. You get to download it. There is no wait time. It is instant for you. And I will be there every step of the way with you. Cool stuff, cool stuff, cool stuff, guys. I see you guys getting yourselves all situated. Got a lot of emails this week. But first, I got to go ahead and give it up. This is who I'm going to give it up for this week. Self-invested. Everybody who's self-invested, we had an amazing class last night. It was so much fun. We talked about so many things. The self-invested group, these are some amazing brothers and sisters that we come together, we build together, we grow together, we learn together, just like the Remix. It was definitely some life lessons that were shared in self-invested this weekend. So I thank you guys for all of the feedback. Oh, my gosh. I love you guys. And, you know, many of you are self-invested. You're definitely a part of the Remix family, too. So I just want to thank you guys. We share so many life lessons in self-invested, and it's some powerful shit. And every time we get together, it's just amazing, amazing. And I thank you guys for all being present, showing up, and just doing what we do. Much love to my priestess. Have to give the love to the priestess out there doing their work every day. Woo, woo. To the priestess as well. And, much love to the Remix listeners. And the reason I say that is because it's not a day that goes by that I do not get letters and emails from new listeners from all over the world that is coming aboard, and those who have been listening for many, many years. And, you know, it's just amazing. I'm so glad everybody is here, and big love to my international listeners. Thank you guys so much for joining us in the forum tonight. We'll give some shouts out. We'll do that as well. Now, let's talk about this. I am so freaking excited about the workshop. I am so freaking excited about the workshop / retreat. Now, I want to bring some clarity to this because so many soul sisters have already signed up for the workshop, the Sisters Only workshop. So many of you have already reserved your virtual seat. Now, here's the thing that I want you guys to know, and I want to put this out, and I want to make sure I'm clear, so you can understand why I'm calling it a workshop, a virtual retreat. The reason for that is because what's going to happen, there is a very special treat that is going to go along with this workshop. Starting on the week before, we're going to cut off taking anyone to join the sisters workshop the week before the retreat. Now, let me tell you why, and then I'll get into all of the details about who this workshop is for, how you can find out more information, how you can be a part of it. So we're going to be cutting it off. The last night to reserve is going to be the 20th. And that's going to be pretty solid. So April the 20th is going to be the cutoff. That's going to be the last night to reserve your virtual seat. Now, the workshop, hold on one second, you guys. So the workshop starts on the 26th, okay? So this is what I want you to know. The workshop starts on the 26th. And what's going to happen on that week leading up to the workshop, there's going to be some very special things. It's going to be a whole week of activities that myself and Esther have planned. And there is no way that if you come in afterwards that you're going to be able to get yourself caught up before that. So a whole week before, this is the retreat part. That whole week, we're going to be doing so many different activities during that week. So the 20th is going to be the cutoff. And that whole week is going to be there. The workshop is going to be the grand finale. Does that make sense to everybody? The workshop is actually the grand finale. But the retreat is going to be a whole week ahead of time. Now, this is something very special I'm doing for everyone who comes to the workshop. And this is so powerful, and I'm so excited. This was spirit-inspired. That's how I move, you guys. And I'm just so over the top with this. I'm just so filled with love and joy with this. Every single sister that comes to the workshop will get to know your soul level. That's going to be one of the activities that we do during the whole week. You will get to know your soul level. And I'm doing this for sisters only. And we got a whole shitload of things that me and Esther have planned for you guys this week. So I say that to you because I don't want anyone to miss out. That if you can make it, you definitely want to go ahead and reserve your virtual seat, and you want to do that as soon as you can. Those who do not get it at that time, you will not, it would be no way we could get you caught up. So this is why we're doing this the week prior. And this is for sisters only, you understand? And if you can make it, we definitely welcome you with loving, open arms. If you cannot, we understand all things in divine time, but this is something close to my heart. I know it's close to Esther's heart as well. We've been really building for this for a long time, and Spirit put it on my heart that this is the time. The Soul Sisters are here, and this is going to be about us building and coming together and really just doing some never before amazing shit that's happening on the planet. It's all kinds of things that we have planned for you guys. Yes. So here's the website, okay? I'm going to give this to you. So you can have it. And you know, Sun is asking now, which is a really good question, you know, that if they cannot make it, will they be able to pay and be able to have access to the download? I'm going to tell you right now, you will not get the retreat. And I don't know if I will give that MP3 out. These things are spiritual for me, so I really, you know, don't see that. You will not have that access. Only those who have a seat will be able to have access to go back and listen to the workshop. Okay? And I want to be very clear on that. If you reserve your seat, you will have access to go back and listen to the workshop. The activity for the week prior will, but you will have access to listen to the workshop. Okay, that is something very, very special that I'm doing. So I definitely, definitely want you guys to be there. The workshop is going to be off the hook itself. That is going to be the grand finale. And that's going to be beautiful, beautiful. Yes, yes. Yeah, okay. All right, I want to make sure you guys can hear me. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, and here's another thing also, you guys. You know, right now, people, sisters are so blessed that I actually have right now two, possibly three sisters who want to give away and gift other sisters an opportunity to join into this because they know how amazing it is. A sister from Morocco who's also part of the priestesshood wants to give away two seats. And then I have another sister who's going to, who's talking about she wants to give away possibly another seat. So, you know, because they already understand what this is going to be, you're not going to believe the gift amount once you see what you're getting. So I definitely want you to go to missblueblast.com/sisters, SISTAS-workshop, WORKSHOP. There and take a look. Everything is there. We're going to be building a universal soul web. This is going to be some powerful shit. I am so honored to be doing this, to be putting this on, and just so thankful for all of the women who've already secured their seat and is already coming. So again, you know, I want guys to know, welcome you. It is so many soul sisters all over the world who've already reserved their seats. And I definitely want to invite you guys, brother, if you have a sister in your life, a woman, somebody that you want to give something very special, send some love to them. This is it. Women from all backgrounds, it doesn't matter what school of thought. This is it. We made this so available just to cover basically the supplies to make it affordable for everybody. You know, the supplies of setting up everything. This is why the workshop is so affordable, because this will just cover the supplies and things that go along with you guys, what we need for the retreat and for the workshop, just to put it together. So how cool is that shit right there? Yes, yes, yes. So we made it so young and old, young and wise, young and grown. We want you all there. We want you all there. We do. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the remix, everybody. I see you guys getting yourselves all situated, getting all lined up, getting ready to get on the phone lines. We're going to get ready to listen to some Baby Blue. We're going to dance. We're going to get up. Yes, it's coming, show. It's coming. It's coming. Just hold tight. But we're going to get ready to do that. We're going to get ready to do that. Yes, 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 yes. All right, you guys, welcome to the mix. So good to have everybody in the house. Let's go ahead and listen to some Baby Blue. Why y'all got y'all hands already up? Why y'all got your hands up?
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right, you guys. So here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah, we're going to get ready to dance. I want everyone to get up. Just kind of get yourself in a good position so you can get nice and relaxed. And, nice and relaxed. And, stand up. Stand up. If you've been sitting down, I've kind of been moving around. I've been outside, inside. I've been doing all kinds of things. So if you guys get yourself up so we can get ready to groove. And we're going to get right into the share. We're going to get right into the share. Yeah, we're going to get right into the share. We certainly are. We certainly are. I thought we were going to get right into the share. We are. That's it. That's it. I got to find it here. Let's see. La, la. I feel like I want to sing a little bit of Baby Blue. Welcome to the remix, everyone. We'll say peace and greetings to all of our international listeners out there listening from all over the world. Welcome and come on in. I want to send some extra love out there to all of those out in California who experienced that shake. You know, when we were doing the show last week, I kind of thought it was a joke. Someone in the chat room said, Miss Blue, when you said you don't want a man, you want a God, that an earthquake happened in California at that precise moment. I thought they were joking. I really didn't get the gist of what they were saying in chat, but turns out that actually was going on at that time. I want to send some love out there, you know. We talked about last year earlier about the ley line shifting and moving and these different fault lines moving. So this is a lot of this. Yes, yes, yes. I do want to mention to you guys as well the Perfect Union Wealth Center. Remember the brother Dietrich. Want to send some love and shouts out to them doing some amazing work. Yes. The e-commerce, the brother that came on that did the Spiritual Wealth Show, which was amazing. They making a lot of shakes out there, too. They making it shake, too. So it's a lot of shakes coming from a whole lot. They doing a lot of shaking when it comes to understanding about your prosperity in that area. So big ups to the Perfect Union Wealth Center, the e-commerce. Doing a lot of shakes out there. All right, you guys, get yourself up. Get yourself up. We're going to get ready to dance. And then we're going to come back. And we're going to get right into the share.
No.
All right, you guys, that is beautiful. That is Pops and the Staple Singers and playing my Love Me song, I'll Take You There. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, Miss Blue, and I'm just so glad to have you guys in the house tonight, our international listeners listening from all four corners of the world. We have all parts of Africa, the continent of Africa, listening in tonight, all parts of Europe listening in as well as we have other countries out there listening. So want to give some big shouts out to Amsterdam out there listening, Ireland out there listening, have listenings from Japan and also Australia, listenings out there from Russia and all parts of the world out there listening. It's so good to have you guys listening in on the forum tonight and listening live. So tonight we're going to be talking about soul love. Before we get into understanding or just talking a little bit about soul love, I want to bring up something that is sort of, I guess you can say, the opposite of soul love, as we can call it. And that's going to be self-inflicted suffering. Now, it may seem crazy to you, it may be it may be a wild thought to think, why would anyone cause self-suffering? Why would that happen? How could that possibly happen, that someone can cause self-suffering? Well, I'm going to tell you how it happens. It happens more than probably we're even conscious of, self-suffering. That someone takes themselves to a deep state of suffering, you know, based upon stress that they have going on in their life, different situations and things that are happening, and then all of a sudden the focus becomes the suffering. What's missing? What's not there? What's not completed? What's not done? What's not perfect? What's not in alignment? What's not their will? What is not what they seem? Self-suffering. So we do a lot of self-suffering in most cases. In fact, most who are suffering, it really has nothing to do with anybody else. It really is all about ourselves. Things that make you go, Self-suffering. One of the highest causes of medical leave in our country comes from back pains. Why is this significant? It's significant to understand because we recognize how the physical body plays a role about what's going on inside the heart, into the spirit, and definitely what is being manifest throughout the conscious mind. Back pains is one of the number one, the highest reason for absentees at work, missing of school, missing within life activity, that's at the top of the list for a couple of reasons. The back is really, really kind of a sacred place on the physical body. The back is there because the bottom of the back represents your support system. Yeah, you all of that in there. And there's a very, very unique portal that is in the back that's connected to the heart. I've talked about this many times. That is the largest receiving energetic center on the human body. It's located not in the front where we want to be with our heart so much and really have our heart there and feel the pain of the heart. It's in the back. That's where it is. In fact, all of our energy centers, our core main energy centers, have a portal on the backside, a very significant portal. And a lot of the back has to do with how we really feel about what we're really thinking about, what is really going on in our lives. The spinal cord is there. The spinal cord is there. Very, very significant. This is where all of the energetic energy inside the human spirit and body, where this energy flows through. It flows through this particular portal. It is truly a life pipeline for you. It's a life pipeline. It's also the part of our bodies that takes the most hit, that takes the most abuse, that we sort of neglect the most, is our back. It's connected to our nervous system. So we know that our nervous system is reacting off of our feelings and our emotions and things that are happening with us in our lives. So self-suffering comes from all of these reasons. And when we start to take a look at our lives, that's one of the things I want to challenge you to take a look at. Are you causing self-suffering with you, with yourself? That's why it's a workshop slash retreat, because of self-inflicted wounds. Retreat is like war. Too much friendly fire happening. We got too much friendly fire going on. Do you guys understand what friendly fire is? Let me tell you about what friendly fire is. So if you're watching the news or you're reading something and they tell you that the person was killed by friendly fire, that means that they were killed by people who were supposed to be on their side. That's what friendly fire means. It will kill you. Friendly fire can kill you. This is symbolic for self-inflicted wounds caused by friendly fire. Yeah, it's a lot of that going on. A lot of friendly fire. A lot of self-inflicted wounds going on. Yeah. So, I want you to think about your friendly fire. I want you to think about your self-inflicted wounds, because it is time for the universal web, for real. Not the play web, the real universal web. It's time for that. The spider's web, the universal web, it's time for that. It's time for it to reveal itself and come together and get out of friendly fire and self-inflicted wounds. A mother's web of love, one of the most powerful things ever on the planet. I'm sure most of you, while you were going to school, is familiar with Charlotte's web. Y'all know about Charlotte's web. It's an amazing, powerful story. Ah, Esther says, one of my all-time favorite books. Yes, I love Charlotte's Web. Yeah, that's what the email says. Miss Blue, I get tons of these. I found you on the web. I found you on the web, Miss Blue. The remix is web. It's a web. Website, the World Wide Web. The web. It's about mother's love. It's about the story of Charlotte's web. It has a lot to do with a lot of the things that came out in the story. The protection, the love, the care, the building up, the coming together, the understanding. Think about all of the different animals that you would never think had anything to do with that. Charlotte put her life in service of her friends. She was in service for her friends, all of her friends. There was no friendly fire going on. None. Absolutely none. Yeah. Oh, yes. No friendly fire was going in with Charlotte's Web. I would encourage you to definitely check that story out. If you have young children, read it with them. That's always good to do. It's a great bedtime story for adults and for our little babies as well. Or check out the movie because it's amazing as well to go back and revisit that because it's some amazing things inside Charlotte's Web. And really help you to understand about her life of service to her friends and how that is. Yeah. Welcome to the remix, everyone. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. I'm going to be taking your calls here in just a moment. Soul love. We're talking about moving past friendly fires. We're talking about not sabotaging ourselves here tonight. I wanted to kind of put that on your mind, put it in your heart, put it in your spirit, let it sit in your body and mix it up for a little bit. And of course, Soul Sisters, it's time for us to talk. Yes, I'm going to keep saying that. Do we have that talk? We definitely welcome everybody on the phone lines tonight as well. But Soul Sisters, y'all know we need to talk. Yeah, guns down. Need to put the guns down, put the weapons down. And Soul Sisters, we need to talk for real. Yeah, we need to talk for real. We need to talk for real. It's a beautiful thing. I'm going to go to the website. I'm on the website. I'm going to go to the call line. Yes, we're going to go. And 466-522-2711 is the number to call. And definitely for you to call in. And I want you guys to understand that what is connected to the soul for every single one of us, this is why it's important when you call in and when you're calling in to get a reading, it's important that you bring yourself to wherever you are, whether it's here in the remix or whether you bring that anywhere, because the voice is connected to the soul. The voice, I want y'all to hear me, is connected to the soul. Don't get it twisted. It's not about dialect at all. The voice is connected to the soul. Why is the voice so important? Love is the only thing that is real, but not the greatest vibration. Love is not the greatest vibration. Love is everything here, but it's not the greatest vibration. But it's the only thing that's real. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Everything is an expression, yeah, of love. Everything is an expression of love. I don't care what state you're in. I don't care how you feel. I don't care what part of the world, what part of the country. Know that you can always express love. Yeah. Yeah. The greatest vibration on the planet is the voice. Why do you think the media is the most popular thing on the planet? Why do you think people start wars? Why do you think we have people dying? Why do we have people starving? And why do we say they need a voice? Most of us who have come back to the planet, we have a purpose. And that purpose includes, I don't care if we're making something, if we're doing something, we're trying to give a voice to something. The voice is the greatest reflection, the greatest vibration, the voice. The voice is the direct reflection of the soul. What's the saying that our dear brother says? A people without a voice shall perish. Gotta have a voice. Our ancestors have a voice. We have a voice. The trees, nature has a voice. Because the voice is connected to the soul. The soul. The voice. Gotta have a voice. Powerful. Very powerful. Gotta have a voice. You gotta have it. Gotta have a voice. Yeah. So, we're gonna go to the phone lines. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're calling from an international country, you can definitely get yourself in. You can Skype in. Don't Skype me, but you can Skype in. Come to the show. Hit the buttons. Come on in. Or dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711 and then press 1 once you get on the line. Your voice is your truth. Yes. So we're going to the phone lines. We're going to go to the caller, and I'm just going to jump around because there's so many of you guys on the phone lines with your hands up. Calling in from area code 773, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Keisha. I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay, greetings. You said Keisha?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, greetings, Keisha from Chicago. Greetings to you.
I don't know why I pressed 1.
Of course you do. Of course you know why you pressed 1. You just was hoping I want to be the first one, but I know why I pressed 1.
I don't want to be the first one. I'm surprised. I didn't want to be the first one, though.
Tell us from your heart and soul what's going on.
Right now, I feel like there's a lot going on.
It sure is.
You
do got a lot going on. And one of the things I'm going to say is that you have a lot of anger about the situation that's going on. You're very upset, and you're very angry. I want you to use your voice. Yeah. And you're very hurt, too. But I want you to use your voice. And as we begin to talk through this, because you know why you press 1. You just didn't want to be the first one. But today is your lucky day.
Yeah. I don't know. Honestly, I only recently realized that I was angry.
Mm-hmm. But you've been angry for a minute. All right. I want you to tell me about what was going on when you were 22. What happened?
When I was 22. I think I moved away from home when I was 22.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
another side of the United States, met someone, was in a relationship, kind of alone, just in school. I'm working.
You know how the babies get when you get on the phone. You have to acknowledge that. Stay quiet. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. That's
it's
the only
their
thing
voice.
That I can really say that was going on. at that time. I moved away.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't feel like a bad move, but I guess it was the beginning of me just being away from home, being away from my family.
Mommy, yeah. I can't drink.
So that kind of began the whole it just began with me being away, and I was away for like over 10 years and recently came back home. It's a little different. Not bad, but just different than what I'm accustomed to. As far as like everyday life, it's just different now.
I know. Okay. So you still, you still didn't tell me why you, what I understand you moved away from home when you were 22. And that turned out to be a nightmare for you.
I guess not initially, but along the way, yes.
Yeah.
Over the years, yes. Yes, it did.
Mm-hmm. But it was a lot of lesson learned, and they were choices that mm-hmm. you made. And you had to do a whole lot of growing up real fast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I find it interesting that the baby is expressing what you're scared to express.
Okay.
That's a trip. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, the soul of the babies is full of expression.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, you know, the voice.
I'm not sure, like, how to express that. I've talked to people that I felt like I should talk to. I've done things I felt like might help. I don't know.
You said what now?
I said I've talked to people, the people that I felt like I needed to talk to, like, straighten things out or maybe just to, you know, just to gain some type of clarity with what's been going on. And
mm-hmm.
besides that, I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. Right now, I feel directionless, if that's the mm-hmm. word. Yeah. So.
Are you still there?
Yes. Yes. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay.
So let's talk about it, because let me tell you how I know you didn't have that conversation with them, because you can't have it right now. Is that fair to say? Like, I know you didn't express it to them because you can't express it yourself. You
not
can't.
To one particular person. That's true.
You can't even say what it is. So I know you're not telling nobody else. You are in denial about what it is you even want to express. Here's the thing. You left home when you were 22 years old against the wishes of your parents and against the wishes of those who love you and care for you. And you went out on your own. That wasn't a mistake. I want you to understand that wasn't a mistake, because that was an experience you wanted to have. But once you got there and things became tough, you did what you're trying to do now, and that's save face. So you want to know mm-hmm. why it got worse? Because instead of you just admitting, this did not go the way I intended, this is not happening the way I wanted to do, I need to come back and say these words, you were right.
Mm-hmm.
You'd rather die than say that. You're right. So what happened is you started to do self-sabotage, and friendly fire started to kill you, started to come after you. That's when things begin to happen. But at the end of the day, here's the thing. If you can look at the situation, you have to end up going back home anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You did all of that to end up back there. So mm-hmm. what have you learned from that? Because right now you still have the same obstacles and the same challenges. It's just different players facing you again.
Right. I realized that. Thank you, Papa. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Miss Blue.
Yes, you do. You do know. You have yourself right now in a mental prison, and you are self-sabotaging yourself. You're putting yourself in suffering. What did you learn from the first time? What is it that you learned?
Not to be so compromising.
Okay.
Myself
so
first.
So I need you to speak
not
up.
Not just
speak up.
I said to not be so compromising. Put myself first. To actually listen to people who love me and care about me.
Okay.
At least
and
consider what they have to say.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Or at least consider what they have to say. So why are you not doing that now? Why are we back here again?
Mommy.
I don't
mommy.
Really feel like anyone really said anything to me.
You said what now?
I don't really feel like anyone has said anything to me. You know, no one has really come to me about it.
Why don't you acknowledge your child?
Oh.
No. Like, tell us who your child is.
I'm sorry? What'd you say?
Tell us who your child is.
Alexander. He's really playful, so... Yeah,
you might want to take some clues. You might want to take some clues from the baby.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
So I want you, if you can be honest with me, because at this point, it's really difficult for anybody to help you. But if you can be honest with me, I'll work with you a few more minutes on the phone here. What are you looking to prove? Be honest.
That I can take care of myself.
That you can take care of yourself. But how's that working for you?
Not too well.
Not too well. You know why it's not working too well for you?
No.
You're trying to prove that to other people. And taking care of yourself has absolutely nothing to do with anyone but you.
Right.
But you're trying to prove that you can take care of yourself.
Right.
And the more you try to prove that, it just seems like things is just not working out for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't want to take responsibility for your choices mm-hmm. and your actions. But I know you done heard this shit before.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have.
So what did you do in this situation to get you where you are? What did you do? Tell me what you are taking responsibility for.
I take responsibility for all of it.
No, you don't.
Because
name one thing that you take responsibility for.
that it's my own choices that put me where I am.
No, name the choice. Name it. Because, see, you're giving me blanket statements. That's like me
right.
saying, I love the world.
Mm-hmm. My choice to relocate, my choice to leave the job I was at for something less stable, I take responsibility for that. For taking my baby out of daycare, I'm responsible for that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me why you're causing these self-inflicted wounds upon yourself.
I really don't know.
Tell me why you're doing it. Because you do know.
No.
I want you to go back to what you told me you learned. Because this is how I'm going to tell you you didn't learn it. What did you say that you learned from the last situation? What was that that you learned? What did you tell me you said? Miss Blue, I learned.
To put myself first, to consider what my loved ones have said to me. To not be so compromising.
Okay, there you
I
go.
I feel like I
so
haven't. Yeah.
You said you feel like you haven't been compromised.
I was going to say, like, mm-hmm. I feel like I've done that less.
Do you, tell me what compromise means to you. Tell me what that means to you.
It means, for me, it means to meet someone halfway. But sometimes compromise means to put myself on the back burner and not consider myself at all. I've done that. And
mm-hmm.
I've looked at that as being compromising when it actually isn't compromising.
Yeah. So tell me about your job and why you quit your job, because you feel that you didn't want to compromise. So what was the compromise about?
What was the compromise about the job?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the one I had before, it was just, you know, me relocating. It was me relocating back to Chicago with the same company, but the position was temporary. So it was my decision to take that as opposed to wait for something permanent and things like that. I felt like it was a good decision at the time.
And what's in Chicago for you that you just had to get back to?
My family is here, most of my family.
The truth.
It isn't. Yeah, most of my family.
But that
here.
You didn't relocate for your family.
No, because I didn't feel like there was anything there for me in Maryland.
Because of the relationship.
You know, I felt like I only had a job, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because of the relationship. So you left because of the relationship.
Yes.
So don't you think that's a compromise?
I never looked at it as being a compromise.
What about now? Because you're looking at it. You can hear it now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you made these choices, and you did these things. Why are you so sad about choices you made?
I guess I didn't anticipate feeling the way I do. I don't know. I guess I didn't see this for myself. So.
So you're going to sit around and feel sorry for yourself. That's what you're telling me.
I mean, I don't want to do that.
Miss Blue, just leave me alone. I just want to feel fucking sorry for myself.
No.
I don't want you to bother me and shit. I just want to be.
I mean, part of me, yeah, part of me does feel like I just want to be, but I know that that's not an option. I have to make better choices. I mean, I don't want to just sit around and just sulk and feel sorry for myself. Like, you know,
But this is what I want you to understand, and I've taken you through this because I know that this is helping more than just you. You understand what I'm saying? And so I thank you for being open. And even right now when you're speaking, your voice has a different energy because you've had to come face to face with shit you didn't want to take responsibility for. And the truth of the matter is this. You had the relationship broke up, and to get back, you said, fuck it, I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you did. So anything that you do after that is compromise. Don't you get it? While you're saying you don't want to compromise, you didn't compromise everything.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. I didn't do that before.
But that's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even wait to try to get a clear understanding about what you thought you was mad about.
Right.
You picked up your shit and you ran, just like you did when you were 22. Do you see the connection?
Yeah.
So now you have an opportunity to learn for real, not for play-play. Not like the baby Alexander is doing. Not for play-play. We learning for real.
You're welcome, baby.
This is about you really understanding that you have a child to think about. And are you pregnant right now?
No.
You sure?
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah, positive.
Okay. Well, okay. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Is that you've got to take responsibility, and not responsibility in the accusatory way, not in the judging way. Get rid of compromise because you don't understand what that means. To you, compromise is judging. Compromise is if I feel bad, I'm just going to leave. That's not compromise.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You are throwing yourself into self-suffering for absolutely no reason. So you're back where you have a support system. You trying to prove to your family that you can take care of yourself. Don't prove it to them. Just do it for yourself. It's your life, not theirs. They're going to say what they're going to say, what they're going to say. You're so worried about what everybody says about you that you can't say shit for yourself. You have to really sit yourself down, look at your life as if it is not yours. As soon as you stop trying to prove it, you will start doing it. Stop working against yourself. As soon as you stop trying to prove things to other people, you will start doing it. But as long as you're trying to prove, you will never do it. All right?
All right.
All right, sweetie. Peace and love to you. Email me and let me know how it's going. Peace and love. Love you. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 203, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, Ms. Boo. Good night. This is Dakita. I'm calling in from Connecticut.
Hey, Dakita from Connecticut. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm going to... Yeah.
Y'all already know I told y'all what the show was going to be about tonight. What y'all thought I was guessing? Y'all thought I was guessing?
Nope.
Y'all wasn't paying attention?
Mm-hmm.
So where's your voice? Come on, talk to me. Where you done left your voice at?
2009.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All of this friendly fire.
Mm-hmm. And I just realized today, I want to say thank you to that first caller because, my gosh, I felt like that today when I went to Target to go get the girls them some hair stuff. That same conversation I had with myself, and I start crying on the way, and it's like I think I've came full circuit with myself as to accepting the responsibility, you know, and where it hurt the most for me is with my children because I don't want them to pass that, to pass those memories, those I don't want them to pass that what they see me struggling with onto their family, you know, taking it on for themselves, and it's not even them, you know, because they truly made a lot of sacrifices. If it wasn't for them, I don't know where I would be.
You would be exactly where you are. Don't blame the babies.
No, I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying, you know, they my stronghold, truly. And, you know, that inner fight, oh, my gosh, it's worse.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be your stronghold. I know you say that, but that they shouldn't be your stronghold. But the truth of the matter is all of the pain, it's not the struggle that you remember. They remember mother's pain. They remember seeing their mother sad. They remember coming home from school and seeing their mother smile. They remember their mother never having a smile on their face. Or pretending. See, we are the first teachers as women, as mothers. And this is how children learn how to lie. They learn lying from their mothers.
Mm-hmm.
They learn all of these things from their mother. Your voice is a direct expression from your soul. And so you may try to fake it. Children can even see past the faking. They know
it's
when
the
you're
truth.
Not happy.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the lie is what makes your voice crack. It's what makes your vibration weak. That's what makes you weak.
Real talk.
We didn't even get to your question yet. We didn't even get to the question yet.
All I know, I've just been hitting with, you know, the truth. I've been hearing. I've been listening. I've been humble enough to listen.
Yeah.
My gosh.
And listening's good. Get me wrong. I'm about action. You understand? Y'all know I'm an action kind of chick. So I want you to come off of being on an AM radio station. You don't need to be in a black frequency. I need you to coming through loud and clear. AM radio is the truth.
Well, Ms. Blue, I do need help. I don't know how to take action. I don't.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about it. The number one thing that you have to do, first of all, like the sister before, is you have to retreat. This is why the woman's workshop retreat is so powerful. But I want you to do this right now. I want you to tell me one truth. Right now.
I'm scared. I'm scared of failing again. I'm scared of never coming out of this unhappiness, you know. And that's not me. I keep on saying it's not me, but I'm still doing things that, you know, it's still showing that it is you, you know. It's like I'm tired of being backed up and getting to this corner and not knowing how to come out of it. It's like I turn here, I turn there. It's the same thing I'm faced with. The same thing. And I know it's the same thing because I hear it. It's familiar.
First, I want to tell you thank you. I'm going to come get you. I'm going to come get you. I'm going to come get you right now. I'm going to hold your hand, and I'm going to come get you. And we're going to do this. We're going to do this. The number one thing I want to talk to you about, and we're going to go through this. I want to talk to you about some things that happened to you that you still have a very hard time acknowledging. And you have a really hard time coming to grips with it or even sharing it with anyone. I want you to find Hold on one second. I want you to take a couple of deep breaths in and out nice and slow for me. Just take a couple of deep breaths. Just breathe normal. I want you to relax a little bit and just kind of breathe for me. And then what I want you to do is I'm going to give you a breathing treatment. And this is just going to calm energy down because I see all of those sparks coming off your spinal cord, which is not a good thing. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to breathe in and out of your mouth nice and slow 2 times. So in and out. Do that 2 times. All right. And now what I want you to do is I want you to breathe as fast as you can in and out of your nose and your nose only and do that 5 times. And then breathe in and out of your mouth again, nice and slow, 2 times. All right. Excellent. How do you feel?
I feel better.
Good.
I don't feel so
you can do that. You can use... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I said I don't feel so nervous again.
So now, I want you to know that the rope is coming up. So that you can stop forcing life, because that's what you're doing. Is you're forcing life. You're forcing your will, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You're forcing it. So now you can stop forcing it. one of the things that I want you to know, that a lot of things that are going on, you have attracted it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a tough thing for you to hear. And I understand why it is for you to hear. But what you're going to have to stop doing is you're going to have to stop raping life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do realize that when we force something, that's about raping. It's about taking advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how, why you said, when I said that to you.
Because that was a conversation I had with myself this morning. About taking things
about
for granted. About my children, about myself, about how I even think, even thoughts that I have, you know, is just everything, my daily interactions, you know, with me and, you know, my inner world, my outer world, everybody that I come in contact with.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you how you felt when you've been raped. Yeah.
It's not a nice feeling.
Why are you laughing?
Because I said I don't want to ever do it to nobody else.
Right. But you do know that, you know, when people have been bullied, they grow up and they bully other people. And sometimes they bully them for the cause. They become a bully against bullies.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah. So I want you to understand that your rape was not your fault. And it led you into relationships where you challenge yourself to see how submissive you can become.
My God.
How submissive can I be?
Yep. Exactly right.
And you... Absolutely anything that you can think of that a man's mind could desire, that he could want from a woman, you submissively did it.
Yep. Straight up no chaser.
That's right. And still got left. You got raped and left.
Yep.
Of your pride this time, got raped of your power, got raped of your own self-love, you got raped of who you are. Yeah. Here's what I want to do, because I told you I'd be here every step of the way. Because you're coming out of this, and I thank you for your strength, because now you understand why you've been forcing your will. You understand it now. I want a gift ticket to the retreat. I don't know if you've already paid for it, but I want to gift you a ticket to a virtual seat to the retreat, to the workshop.
I did. I paid for it already.
You paid. Well, I tell you what, then you can bring one of your soul sisters with you. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Thank you, sister.
So here's what I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do. Because you know Miss Blue got powers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to be friends with you no other way.
Yes. I want you to email me, of course. All right? And we're going to talk about that, and we're going to work through this, and I'm going to give you some things to do that will just take a very long time here. But I have some powers, and one of those powers that I have is, you know how they can expunge records?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you how to expunge all of those records, all of those records of love, of rape, being raped and having been raped, that you can get it all out of your system.
I've been trying for years to do it by myself.
Well, yeah. Well, no more trying by yourself. And we're not going to try. We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Thank you.
We're going to do it. Yes. I love you with all of my heart and my soul.
Too.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. I built this Charlotte's Web for a reason. This is why we have the Charlotte Web here. So, peace and love to you, and thank you so much. Thank you so much for being who you are. So, you're welcome. That's it. Peace and love. That's a soul sister for real holding it down. Peace and love. Peace and love. I thank you. I thank you for that. I thank you for that reflection, and I thank you for sharing for all of us out here. Peace and love. Hold the line. Don't forget to email me.
Yes, Ms. Lou, I will. Thank you.
All right. The remix is the web, everybody. It's the web. Wow. Whew. We're getting it in tonight. All right. 646-652-2711. Woo. I don't need to say that. Tons of you on the phone lines. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 919. Your live remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 919.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Oh, greetings. This is Justin from Raleigh. How are you doing?
Oh, I think his call dropped. Hopefully he'll call back. All right. Hopefully he'll call back. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 443. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Marilyn, I'm sorry.
Greetings?
Hello?
Yes.
Greetings.
For some reason, I can't hear you. Do you have me on speaker?
No, I'm on my cell phone.
Okay.
Hello?
All right. Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Melanie.
This is who?
Hello? Melanie, can you hear me?
Nani? You're coming in a little low, so, but...
Hello? Hello?
Yes? You said this Melanie?
Yes, Melanie. I'm sorry. My phone keeps going in and out.
Okay. That's okay. Yes, yes, yes. Greetings to you, Melanie.
Greetings. I'm just really nervous.
It's okay.
I have a lot going on. I'm sorry. I didn't think you would answer me. But I just had so much going on, so just
I love you guys for that. Y'all call in and press one and be like, "Oh, please, don't pick me." No, I want you
I
to
know.
Speak your truth. That's it. Speak your truth. That's it.
I just have a lot going on in my life right now, and
yeah,
I just need to figure out how to get myself moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
So. Just wanted to see if you could assist me with that.
Mm-hmm. I sure can. This is what I want you to do.
Okay.
Ooh, you sisters, now let me kind of bring it down a little bit. Your energy is like dun dun dun. I feel like it's an orchestra going on.
I can feel it.
It's like dun 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 dun. Okay.
Okay.
Right. I want you to tell me and speak your truth. A lot going on. It's not the truth. Yeah. I want you to speak your truth.
I just got myself in a really bad situation. I mean, I don't know if it's a bad situation, but the situation that I've gotten myself into, I just feel like it's affecting everybody around me, including myself. And just it's starting to show me, you know, things about myself that I really didn't think were me, and I really just want to change the negative parts that surface because of my situation. Mm-hmm. And I just feel a little fearful, and I don't really, well, I shouldn't say I don't know why, but I'm just feeling fearful and, you know, just like I can't get out. I mean, I know that I can, but I just, it's like, I feel like I'm moving really, really slow, like I'm in quicksand. I don't know, but I don't feel like I can't get out. I mean, I know I can get out. I just, and I think I know how, but I just feel like I have so much pulling me down.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
Mm-hmm. No. I was listening to you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, I think that's most of it. It's just not one thing. It's like several things. And everything kind of happens at once. And, you know, the next thing you know, you look up and you're like, how did I get here?
So let me ask you a question. What do you want to happen?
I just want everything that I've, I guess, done to get myself here. I just want to get out. I just want, I want the best for myself, for my children, and
So, let me ask you a question. Why do I see a house?
Because you're right on point. I had a house, and I bought a house, and I was going to rehab it, and I, you know, had a contractor that took all my money, and well, most of it, and he didn't fix it.
And, okay, that makes sense why I see a house and I see that. So here's the next question. How long have you been working on this? Please, is it 5 years? This has been
It's been 5 years. It'll be 5 years in November that I've been, in this.
Okay.
I bought the house longer than that.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Okay.
It's
okay.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. This is an easy fix for real.
Wow.
Because
okay.
you're doing way too much of nothing, you see.
Yeah.
What you're doing, I'm in this house and I'm kind of walking around and I feel like the sheetrock ain't even up. Like what the hell? Like, really? 5 years? Sheetrock? Can't you go to Lowe's and get some sheetrock?
Well, the money, I've had several people come in and, you know, give me estimates, and it's not, what I have left is not enough to...
Listen, you don't need anybody to estimate a disaster.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Right.
You don't need anybody to estimate a disaster. And really, you should run from that. You already got your money taken 6 years ago, 5 years ago, right? We're not calling somebody else in to make disaster. We're not going to go back down the same road we came down. We're not going to do that.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, here's the thing. I want to tell you this. This is going to be a bit of a sting. You know how when you're a child, and you know how they tell you before you get ready to give you a shot at the doctor, who ever had a needle or a shot? You know, some of the old school people before our parents knew better, we got shots. And they would tell you to turn your head and just kind of hold your breath because the sting is coming.
Right.
You know how you know it's getting ready to hit you. You know it's coming. You know you're getting ready to feel the sting. So I'm telling you, I'm getting ready to sting you real quick, but in a minute, you're going to feel better.
Okay.
First of all, I want you to know that this all has to do with trust issues with you. This has to do with trust issues, and I want you to understand this because the number one people on the planet you don't trust is women, but who's been fucking over you has been men. And that's who I mean, it's crazy. But I want you to understand that. I want you to understand that you attracted them because of this trust issue. And even though, and I want you to see how this is so tricky, because you don't trust women, which really means you don't trust yourself. So we got a sister who don't trust herself, and you're attracting people who are dishonest. You attracted the right person to prove you right. That's why you don't trust. You don't trust. So you attracted this person to do this to you so you could say, see, I don't trust. Only you wasn't being honest about who you really don't trust, which was yourself. You still with me? You still with me? I think she left. Let's see. I really hope she called back in. I got some more to tell her. We gonna give her a few minutes. Let's see if she could call back in. I told her it was gonna sting. Maybe the sting was too much. But we gonna get to the good. We get to the juicy. Hopefully she called back in. We're going to give her a few minutes. So, I really want the sister to call back in so she can get out of this. I don't think she called back in. But let's see. Let's see. I got a whole bunch of y'all jumping on the lines. I don't know if it's her. Let's see. We're going to see. Calling in from area code 217.
No, it sounds. Well, we know what it'll sound like to other people if we say it. They will put us in the room.
217, you're live in the remix.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, Miss Mo. This is Christy.
Okay. Can you take me off speakerphone, please?
Sure. Give me 1 second. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
Well, I'm freaking out because I didn't press 1 and I was just sitting here talking to my mom and I don't know.
She's like, how she know you on speakerphone?
I don't know. And she's asking, like, how did she dial you? I'm like, I don't know, because that happened to me the other day and it freaked me out, and it's kind of freaking me out now too, so. Well, this is Christy, and I'm in Central Illinois.
Christy, what happened to that other voice?
I
want to
talk.
That's sister. No, no, no. You were talking.
But how did you call me without
this or not? I didn't. Well, Christy, this is what I want you to do. This is what I want you to do, Christy. I was talking about your other voice when you were talking to your mom. But tell mom we said hello. And hello, mom. But I want you to
I want you to
press
more relaxed.
Yeah, the voice is connected to the soul, y'all.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. Let me take a breath.
That's all right. I'm going to put you on hold. Just press one again, and that's going to take your hand down. Okay?
Okay, because I didn't press one.
Fine.
You can go ahead.
Well, I'm not over there. I promise you I didn't come to your house and do it. I promise. I do a lot of stuff, but I didn't do that.
I totally believe.
Okay, hold the line.
Thank you.
All right, peace and love. Hold the line. Oh, I think our sister called back in. Let's see. Peace and greetings.
Peace and greetings. Is this Blue? It's Melanie.
Is it Melanie? Melanie. Yeah. Okay, I thought the sting was too much for you, Melanie.
No.
Okay. All right. Where were we, Melanie? Where were we?
You said I have trust issues with women.
Yeah, you do. You have trust issues with women. It's a little different for you because you trust certain people, like maybe your sister you trust. You trust that. But, you know, this is what I call, you know, when it comes to you and the men and the brothers, this is about daddy's issue.
Wow.
And being daddy's little girl, you see.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Not your damn daddy, but your daddy.
Hello?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Blaming, you know, it's almost as if you're blaming him, the house. Why do I see that?
Because he was helping me with it.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. He was helping you with it. Then what he did, what he do? What did your daddy do?
Well, he referred the person to me that did the work.
Mm-hmm. And?
He used to be in the business, so, you know. And the person didn't work out, but he had told me not to pay the guy until talked.
Until you talked to him.
Why did I do it? Right. And,
but he came over playing your daddy, and you smiled and went ahead and gave him the money. Because your daddy already told you, look, he do some good work, but don't pay this nigga before he finished the work. But he came over, and he started playing daddy, and you fell. You were smiling and grinning, and he played daddy all right, and he took your damn money. So did your dad go talk to him?
He did.
And what happened? I want you to get it all out. It's a reason, but I'm gonna need you to participate in this story. I need you to pick it up a little bit. Pick it up for me. Pick it up for me.
Okay. He talked to him, and what happened? He kept promising to do, you know, more stuff, and I didn't really trust him, but I just wanted to.
Oh, yes, you did. You didn't really trust him, didn't we talk about this in the beginning? You didn't trust him, so you gave all your money to somebody you didn't trust?
Right, because I wanted to believe that
No.
It was going to happen.
You wanted to believe. You wanted to believe so much that you didn't trust that you put your money up. And you mad at your real daddy because of your fake daddy. That's what you're telling me?
Well, I guess I'm not really sure what you mean by my fake daddy.
The fake daddy took your money. Who took your money? The fake daddy. Your real daddy, you mad at your real daddy because of your fake daddy.
Right. I'm really mad at myself.
But your daddy told you. You're not mad at yourself. You not mad at yourself? You ain't mad at yourself at all. You hurt. You feel bad that the shit ain't done. You mad that you ain't got no money. But you ain't mad at yourself. That's not who you're mad at. You want to blame somebody for this shit.
Right.
And that's why you can't move forward. So I want you to hear the words clearly. You did this. Learn from it. You did this. You made a mistake. It cost you big.
Yep.
If you sit and wait, it will be 12 years of slave, and we will be having this conversation again, and you will be saying, now it's 12 years later, and I'm still not done with this damn house. This is the price that comes with procrastination. And you're still procrastinating. You're still procrastinating.
Yes.
Why you don't put that house up for sale? Why don't you sell it?
Because I'm underwater and I just don't think anybody's going to give me.
I didn't ask you what you thought.
Right. I don't know. I've thought about it recently, doing that. So
you need to get your house appraised. See how much it will cost. If you cut your losses and move on. The other thing I'm going to say to you is you take your ass to Lowe's. You take your ass to Home Depot. And you go on the DIY channel. And you put up some damn sheetrock in your house. They teach classes for free. You go down to, what's that organization that they build houses for people and they do it in one day? And you go down there and don't go take your sob ass story with you because you did that. You tell them, this is what I did. I put my trust in someone I knew I shouldn't have done and I've been burnt. You go down to Habit for Humanity and you tell them, this is what I need. This is what happened to me. This is what I need. And this is how much money I have. Plus, I will donate my time to help someone else build their house. But let me tell you something. Nobody's going to come from you. The sky is not going to open up. Some shit ain't going to fall down. And nobody is going to come feel sorry for you. Where there is a will, there is a way. Sitting around trying to blame other people for what you did is not getting you nowhere. Learn from it so you don't keep making the same mistake again. Stop putting yourself in sorrow. You got 5 years of sheetrocking. Forget 12 years a slave. You got your 5 years of sheetrocking. This is your responsibility. Yours. Nobody else's. Not your daddy, not your sister, not your mama, not your cousin, and not some nigga you met in the grocery store. It's yours.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You think I didn't see that? I seen the nigga in the grocery. He's good looking,
yeah,
by the way. But that ain't his.
Yeah, he is.
But that's not his responsibility.
No. Wow, Miss Blue.
It's not his responsibility because he gonna get wore the fuck out. He gonna do all that. But if he can work side by side with you, that's what you should have been telling him. When can we meet? How about tonight? But you call your daddy and have your daddy meet you over there too. You tell him I need somebody to put some sheetrock up with me. Don't keep telling that sad ass story. It's getting old. It's making your breasts hang low. It's making your eyes droop. Stop it. It's time for you to get up, dust yourself off, and move forward so you can close the chapter on this shit. How long do you want to drag this shit around with you?
I don't.
Get off your ass right now. Stand up.
Okay.
Stand up.
Standing.
You standing up? I want you to look around. Look at what you see.
I know. It's a mess.
Look at what you did. Look at what you have. Start to see the vision you had before the bullshit. And that's what you move forward on. You start mapping out your day. I don't care if you go to Lowe's and you don't have nobody to put up the sheetrock. You measure that shit and you get that sheetrock. Then you get up in the morning, bright early in Bushdale, and take your ass back over to that house. Stop avoiding it. That is your plague you caused. Go clean up the yard. Go get the windows and shit together. You did that. Now fix it. Fix it. Fix it or sell the damn house. Either way, get a for sale sign. You could go to Home Depot, stick that shit in the ground. For sale by owner. You don't need a realtor. You sell that shit. You sell the house. Get rid of it. You're not staying in there anyway.
Mm-mm.
So instead of avoiding driving on that side of town, avoiding driving by some shit you did, sell the shit if you don't want it. Otherwise, you fix it. And whatever you got to do, you fix it. You don't stop until you fix it. I'm going to give you something right now. This is what I want you to do. I want you, what color do you like? What is your favorite color?
Purple.
Purple. This is what I want you to do. I want you to imagine a purple flower. And with this purple flower, I want you to hold this purple flower in your hand. I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to hold this damn purple flower in your hand. Now, what color is that purple flower? Inside. Is it all purple? Is it different colors? Mm-hmm. What color is it?
Yellow.
It's yellow on the inside. Any other colors in the inside?
A little bit of red.
So it's purple, yellow. Now what I want you to do, I want you to imagine the man that took your money standing in front of you. Tell me when you have him standing in front of you. Keep your eyes closed. You have him? Can you see him?
Yeah.
I want you to reach out and give him that flower. Give it to him. Does he have it?
Yeah.
Now that he has it, I want you to imagine him squishing it in his hands and throwing it on the ground and taking his feet and squishing it and stomping on it. Tell me once he stomped the hell out of that flower.
Okay.
Now I want you to bend down and pick it up. Pick all of it up.
Okay.
And I want you to fix it. I want you to put it back together. Fix it. Tell me when you're done fixing it.
Okay.
What color is the flower? How does it look now?
It's purple.
Is it still purple? What color?
Blue.
It's purple and blue. Very good. What other color? Is it any other color?
No.
You've just fixed the situation between you and the person who took the money. If you go back, that is on you. The flower has evolved. Now it's time for your ass to evolve. You just did a live spiritual ritual to evolve yourself past here. If you come back and you tell me 6 months from now, 7 months from now, you ain't did shit, that's on you again. Because you showed that you have the power to fix it. You need to pay for the workshop tonight. The price of the workshop eliminated all excuses. You need to pay for the damn retreat tonight. Friendly Fire is getting ready to catch your children. They're losing respect for you by watching their mother bow down to your own bullshit. So you hold that flower that you put back together and know that anything that you do in your life, you can fix it. And you just proved it. You just proved that you can fix it. So peace and love to you. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in on the line. Oh, man. Wow. We'll go to the next caller. Love you, my sister, and see you, hopefully, at the retreat. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code. We're going to jump around here calling in from 217. I know you don't have your hand up again. 217.
Miss Blue.
Yes.
Okay, that's it. No, I did not, but evidently.
Okay, well, that's okay because I don't think you keep your hand down. It's okay. I'll just skip over you. Okay.
No, don't skip now because now I'm curious. So I apologize, but I didn't get the first half of the show. Can you kind of give me an idea of what we're doing this evening?
You don't need to get an idea. You've been on the phone long enough to know what time it is.
True, kind of. True. I've been gossiping with my mom on the back end, and we listening and halfway listening. So I'm not sure where we're going with this, but I don't know. Uh-huh. I haven't pressed one a couple of times, so I figure it must be something that I need to hear, but I'm not really sure what the right question is to ask.
Well, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, because if you don't have a question, I have nothing for you. But you are certainly willing to keep listening in. But I can assure you there is no coincidence. So
I agree.
You might want to listen.
I'm going to keep listening, and I promise you, I'll even put my hand up.
Well, this is what I want you to do. I want you to press one for me now. Just press one right now.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, I just pressed.
It didn't work. So whatever phone or device you're on, that's probably why you're there, because it didn't work. Okay, so just hold the line. I'll just know that you don't have a question. If you do, then I want you to hang up and call again.
Okay. That works.
Okay? All right. Perfect.
Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Hold the line. She like, Miss Blue, why you keep coming to me? What's really going on? Her phone is playing tricks on her. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 214. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 214?
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Spencer from Houston.
Okay, greetings to you, Spencer from Houston.
Yes. Oh, wow, I got through.
Spencer, you ain't scared, you Spencer. Spencer like, ooh-wee, this might not be the right night.
Yeah, yes, well, I have, I wanted to, oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm teasing you.
One of the
I love
things
all
that
things,
I...
Y'all. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir. I'm listening.
Okay, one of the things that I guess has been, I've noticed lately in my life is, I guess, relationships, especially when it, regarding family.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, my mother.
Mm.
Yes.
No, I'm laughing, Spencer, because as soon as you said that, I seen the goddess Maya kind of float on in. So I knew Mama was coming up. I knew
Mama.
I knew she was coming up. Let me ask you a question, and I want you to finish. What kind of work do you do, Spencer?
Oh, I'm a nurse.
Okay.
But I work in, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, you're a nurse. Okay, all right, so you're a healer. All right, beautiful. Right. I'm not going to tell you what some of these sisters in the chat room saying.
Uh-oh.
Are you in the chat room?
No, I'm not in the chat room.
If you want, Spencer, I can tell you what they said. It's up to you, though. I'm gonna let you make that call. Do you want to know what they said?
I don't know.
To say he don't know. He know y'all chicks can be off the chain. Anyway, okay, Spencer, I'm sorry. I'm not even going to repeat what they said. Okay, go ahead, Spencer. Spencer ain't fooling with y'all. Spencer ain't worried about it. All right, go ahead, Spencer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so because lately it's been real challenging lately. For a while it's been up and down, but it seems like recently, like maybe over the past couple of years, it's really been crazy. I really don't know where it's all coming from. I'm like, well, I don't know if I'm holding something that's causing this or contributing to this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because...
Yeah. It's a couple of things, Spencer, I want to say.
Okay.
By the way, I simply... I'll hold that. I'll hold that. But I simply want to say that your third eye and your crown chakra is simply gorgeous, and even your heart chakra is just really gorgeous. So you being a nurse and working in that field as a healer, I can really see that because that is just so beautiful. Now, when I look at your throat chakra, this is where I see that there's a lot of beautiful energy here in your throat chakra, and I see you as a nurse, but I'm going to tell you, it's also some other things that is coming to me. I see musical notes. I see Alice in Wonderland. Like,
Alice
what?
In Wonderland.
Tell me how Spencer could be connected to some musical notes and Alice in Wonderland.
Well, I mean, I like music. I'm a real big fan of music. A lot of different genres of music and stuff like that. So maybe that has to do with the music. Every now and then, I will. You know, I'm not a singer, so I don't know.
No, I don't get singer. I don't get that. But I kind of get. Let me tell you what I get. Do you remember the play A Raisin in the Sun? I kind of seen a flash of P. Diddy sitting down doing that on Broadway. Like,
yeah.
What kind of connection do you have with that?
Oh. Well, I used to do some, it's been a while, minute, like some acting, I guess.
Okay. A couple of plays.
Yeah.
Oh, so now it's making sense. I just have to make it make sense, you know, because I'm kind of crazy. I just got to check it out, Spencer. I just wanted to make sure.
Okay, so. I don't know where the Alice in Wonderland coming in, though. I don't know where that's
Well, that's all a play. I've seen that as a kid. That comes in. But anyway, so let me ask you, let's talk about let's talk about the issues with your mother. And then I'll tell you. I want to tell you about these issues about your mom and just what's kind of going on. You feel like when you and your mother get together, and lately this energy has been very intense, it's like she wants something from you, but she ain't saying. Is that kind of
right? Right.
She wants something from you. You're like, what do you? What could it possibly be, Mama? What is it? You know, I want you to use your voice and just kind of tell us about. Tell me more about that between issues between you and your mother.
I guess there's been some disappointment. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And disappointment. With certain situations, how it was kind of handled.
Yeah.
And,
okay, so here's one of the things. I want you to just kind of listen to me right here. And I know you called in to hear this. I know you wanted to hear this so you can really begin to understand it, okay? And I know you're going to be completely honest about this. This has to do with your sexuality?
Not as far as I know it does.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying, have you been honest with your sexuality to your mother? Have you been honest with your mother?
Yes.
You
yes,
have
sir.
Been.
Mm-hmm.
And how did she take that?
She said that she already knew.
Mm-hmm. Because we know everything, damn it. We, Mama, what are you talking about? We know it. We know everything. We know it all. No, I'm playing. We don't know it all. We don't know it all. And so now it's like, it's still like she wants something from you. Do you know what it is? Do you have a clue? Because you're a very intuitive brother.
Okay.
Your mother,
not necessarily. I don't know.
You really are. But this whole thing is, and let's just talk about it. What your mother wants you to do is she wants you because you're still holding on to things when you didn't have these conversations with your mother. Your mother wants you to be completely open with her. In the back of your mind, you still think she kind of got this little thing with her about it. And she doesn't. This has to do with, let me tell you what this has to do with. This has to do with her when you were younger and her going in your room and finding some things in your room. Do you remember that?
If I didn't know about it, I don't think that she did.
Mm-hmm. So, and I see a man standing next to you.
Mm.
Look like he could be a father. Your father passed away?
Yeah, he passed away.
Yeah. And there's an amount of pressure that you feel and your mother both feel because your dad is not there. But your father is so proud of you.
Mm.
He is. And one of the things that he says is that he didn't get an opportunity to really express that to you like a son, a father should love a son.
Right.
And the other thing is, I see that he kind of passed away very quickly.
Hmm. He had been sick for a while, off and on.
Yeah, but it still was kind of quick.
No one was expecting him to pass away, I guess, when he did.
It was pretty quick. And that's what he's showing to me. Your father has a very strong message for you. And that message is he wants to tell you is that you're leaving the secret he held.
Wow.
He said you would know what that means.
Right.
Yeah. And his wish for you is to be all of yourself because you are so amazing. And to stay close to your mother. Your mother just wants you to be her son. Your father doesn't want you to go down the same road he went down. This is why cancer, this overtook him.
Mm.
Be all of yourself. Your dad is telling me he held his life in, and life has to come out of you. Don't hold your life in. It has to come out. Your mother just wants her son. That's it. All of you. Not the filtered Spencer, because you filter when you get in front of your mother. You have to be like the soul plane and begin to fly, to soar like an eagle. You got to fucking fly. You know how the mamas push the little birdies out the nest?
Right.
You got to fly. That's what you got to do. You got to fly like an eagle. That's what
so
you got to
do.
So
all of this is happening because I guess I'm not being my full self with my mother, or she's not getting the full me, you're saying?
That's right. Yes. As mother, we understand there's still a part of you that's very uncomfortable for a long period of time being around your mother.
Wow.
You want to take your mama out to dinner? Mom, come on, let's go get something to eat. Oh,
we do that all the time. See.
Yeah, but it's kind of a planned kind of a. It's almost it's you know.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want you to be daddy. Be
she was
you.
What now?
She doesn't want you to be daddy.
Mm.
Take her to places where you go, where you hang out, what you do. Do you? bring her in your world.
That's odd, because it's like pulling teeth to try to get my mom to do anything.
Of course, because you're filtering when you talk to her, and you go with that mindset. Oh, she don't want to do nothing. Come on, Mom. Let's go get something to eat. Spencer, I don't know, Spencer. Maybe we could just, nah, come on, Mom. Let's go. Just call her one day and say, I want to take you somewhere. Where? I don't want to tell you. It's somewhere I go. I just want to take you. I want to bring you in my world. Your mother loves you dearly.
Thank you, Miss Boo.
Yeah. And she will love what you love. What you love, your mama gonna love. she gonna love what you love. Your mama was praying for a nurse. When she was carrying you, she wanted to have a nurse.
Okay. Wow.
That's it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Peace and blessings. Clean
up a little bit. Clean up. I ain't want to go all up in your face, but you need to clean up a little bit. Spencer, you need to clean up a little bit. Wash them clothes, Spencer. You need to clean up a little bit.
OMG.
Love you, Spencer.
I love you, too.
All right. Peace and love. Hope and life. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Beautiful, beautiful energy tonight from everybody calling in. You guys are amazing. I do want to say this. For all of you sisters, we got a whole bunch of soul sisters that are adding themselves on and getting themselves all in line with the retreat. And just learning a lot from the brothers and the sisters here tonight. And we're going to keep moving. We have about 36 minutes left to go in the forum tonight. And so here we go. We're going to go to the next caller. Oh, I forgot to tell Spencer on you. I did explicit. Man, you should have, you know what? That's all right. I got you. I'm going to make sure. See, I'm going to make sure I get that message to Spencer. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 573. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Lou. This is Davina. Can you hear me?
I can. Who's on the call? Who's on that?
Davina from Columbia, Missouri.
Okay, Davina. Hey, Davina.
Hey. I have a confession to make.
Okay.
I know
okay.
why with my okay. self-sabotage mm. is.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to Missouri to live, when I came to Missouri to live with my son's father, he told me he wanted a wife and a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. And you said, I'm good with that.
I had my doubts about it. And it was nothing I was like, really, because what I wanted was a family. And I really, there was something about him that attracted me to him. I felt like we could, like, be partners in life, for life and stuff. Mm-hmm. And when I did move down with him, I didn't comply. And I think he held that against me throughout our so-called relationship. I think that's what caused a lot of his anger and stuff towards me.
Mm-hmm.
And right
Why?
Now I just feel like I invaded him or invaded his whatever wishes he wanted.
And so why is he mad?
I think he was mad because that's something I think that he really wanted. And he's never really allowed females to come close to him, or, you know, as far as, like, he's very controlling and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think somehow I caused, like, I should never even went to Missouri to live with him, or I should have just left him alone, because mm-hmm. it's like now he's happy, and I'm not sure if he's in a relationship or whatever, but it's like, was I causing all that anger and that hurt and pain? I mean,
so,
when I look back at it.
Hold on one second. I'm going to make sure. So you were the girlfriend, not the wife?
No, I was just there. I wouldn't allow him to have, well, he had brought a few girls over, and I scared them off, one of them off, and next time, I don't know, it was like he never brought anyone around me again, and so the whole time I'm thinking, I don't know, I thought maybe he changed. We changed. I don't know. It was just so much happening. It's like we had got a house, and I had my son, and he brought his mother down there to live. And so I thought he had changed, you know, and that's not what he wanted anymore. But I kind of feel like when I look back at it, that maybe that's the reason why. I mean, because it was almost like he was making stuff hard on me on purpose throughout the relationship. And I'm thinking maybe he resented me and was using me, I don't know, to take care of his mother. Or I don't know. I don't know why he wanted me there.
Oh, you know why he wanted you there. You know? But I want to tell you right now, and I thank you for, you know, your honesty, but you do realize right now you're still kind of tangled in his web.
Yes.
You're still tangled in his web.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Yeah. So he wanted you to come down to be his...
When I moved in, when we first met, you know, he had this aggressive attitude and stuff, but he's like, you're going to be my baby's mom and all this stuff. And it kind of happened that...
you were his baby's mom until you couldn't provide no more money. He was Spider-Man. He was Spider-Man. He was shooting the webs and tangling you up. And got you all tangled up. That's what Spider-Man does. That's how he captures his enemies.
So he purposely got me all attached and...
No, it wasn't no purpose. I mean, you didn't go into this blind. You understand?
No, I didn't.
No, you was willing.
Yeah.
He said, stand right there while I shoot my web. And you stood there. And he tangled your ass all up in the web.
I did.
Yeah.
Got tangled.
He used the web. He didn't use a gun. He didn't force you. This ain't rape. This wasn't rape. He used the web.
Yeah.
He used the web.
I felt kind of like guilty. And then I was thinking about
what?
Son.
What do you, tell me what you feel guilty for. What do you feel guilty for? This. I got to hear.
I feel guilty for thinking that I can change him. I think
you
feel enough for him.
You feel that
woman.
You was what? You thought you was... Wait, hold on. Let's
I thought I would be... sorry.
Hold on, because we got a whole bunch of self-suffering going on, some self-inflicted wounds, some friendly fire. You did change him. You did change him. He changed. He changed his damn mind. He changed. He said, I don't want you no more. He changed his damn mind. You did change him. and sent you back. He did. But I want to know what you feel guilty for now.
Nothing, I guess. So he just didn't care anymore. He just dumped me.
Listen to what I'm saying. I understand how painful matters of the hearts are, and I know you're still hurting right now. So I'm going to tell you to be a big girl, and I want you to grab your arm because this is going to sting a little bit. But I want you to hear me because this is how you're going to move past this. You are still here thinking that this somehow was about you and that you have some power in this shit. You don't. Here's the bottom line of what happened. You were somewhere man thirsty. I think that's what the kids call it. They call it being thirsty. No, not thirsty. Is it greedy? Wait a minute. Is it hungry? What is it? Is it thirsty? It's thirsty. You was thirsty thinking that I can't find any other man to want me. Now, before you guys go get on your little soapbox, I have nothing to say about people who enter into relationships where they have multiple spouses, wives, or husbands. That's your own business. But I want to tell you about how you entered into this web. You understand? This is a whole nother level of entering. You entered into this web, and it was based upon his sexual desires. Do you hear me? Hold your arm, because this shit stings. And he did not hide all the freaky shit he wanted to do with your ass and what he wanted to do with somebody else's ass at the same fucking time.
Yes.
And you was a ride or die chick, whatever you had to do, because you were so happy that, mama, I's married now. I got a man, mama. You was just so happy, and I get it. We all need love. We absolutely all do. But you were looking for love in all the wrong places.
You're right.
And you went there. You went there, and everything was good in the beginning, like most. You working, you paying the bills, you doing this, and he's sitting at home being the motherfucking king, being the man, being Spider-Man. He pumping you up, telling you what you needed to do, how you needed to do. Man thirsty as you was, Aquaman would quench your thirst better. You went and got fucking Superman, the wrong fucking hero. Because there was no thirst getting quenched here. There was only webs being shot all over the fucking place.
Mm-hmm.
So what started to happen when you started to talk about you wanted to do some different shit with your job? He said, hold up. Uh-uh. No, no, no. Uh-uh. We had an agreement. This is what you going to do. See, it went from you could do what you want to do to this is what you going to do. So you telling me that you ran a couple of people away. You telling me you said everything, but what you ain't telling is that heavy fucking price you paid after you fucked up what he had planned. Because you paid a price for that.
Yes, I did.
It was a whole lot of whip ass going on. And you trying to tell me you feel guilty because of this shit? Because what? He's the fucking victim? Huh. He's the victim here? I mean, I wanted to go to law school, and I didn't. And I don't think Nancy Lockhart is in the house, but you trying to tell me he the fucking victim? That's what you telling me?
No. I'm just... I think I should have,
You should have
what? I started it, I think. I allowed it to happen.
Okay. Now that you know that, don't allow it no more. Don't allow it no more. Wake the fuck up. That's what you got to do. Wake the fuck up. You got to retreat from this bullshit you doing. Retreat from it. You got to move away from it. You got to retreat. Get out the fucking web. Get out of his web. Get your voice back. That strong sister used to walk around being confident. Get your fucking voice back. You want to know why no man don't want you now? Because you still letting this nigga shoot his web all over you from a distance. Where's your voice?
You're right, Miss Blue.
Where's your voice? You know what I'll say? I need you sisters in a retreat. Because, see, y'all ain't going to wear me out. Y'all ain't going to wear
I'll
me out.
I'll put in for the retreat, Miss Blue.
There you go. There you go. That's it. That's a part of you waking the fuck up. all right. Yes. 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 You got the retreat. I'm glad that you got your seat. I wish you peace and love, and I don't want you ever to be telling me him to be the victim again. You get your voice back. That's what we want to work on. Get your voice back. You're an amazing mother. Get your voice back. Hold up.
I will.
Let me tell you about the workshop again now. I want to do that. Before we get moving. And this is so key. It is so critical. This is why I say, soul sisters, where are you at? We need to talk. We need to talk. Do you see why we need to talk? You see why we need to talk? We need to be in our own space so we can talk for real. And we can do our work. So that we can do our work. So the retreat, if you guys know, myself and Esther, we are doing a retreat. It is strictly for the sisters, strictly for women. All sisters, any background, welcome from anywhere, anywhere you come from, you are welcome. The thing about it is reserve your seats now. And many of you are doing this now because we will be doing a retreat. The retreat will start a week ahead of time. There are no brothers, but we got a lot of love for you brothers. You guys know we love the brothers. We love the brothers, but strictly for the sisters, no brothers. The retreat will be going on a week before the retreat, a week before the workshop. We will be doing retreat, and we got a whole power blast packed for the sisters. Right before, I will also, everyone who reserves their virtual seat will get to know their soul level. That's just one of the things we have planned for you. We have so many other things you guys cannot imagine. The last day is the 20th of April. Don't walk. Don't walk. This is important. Do not compromise. No compromise. Reserve your seat if you can do it now. Now, I do understand that some of you may not make it, and we get that. Everything in divine time. But we made this so, so affordable because we wanted to open it up to sisters all over the world. This has been a long time coming. I've held this for many years. But the soul sisters are here. We're here. You can go to the site and you can read it. You can read the information, www.missblueblast.com/sister, SISTAS-workshop. The 20th, I got to close the door. If you can't make it, I still want you to go and read the site. That's what I want you to do. I still want you to go over there and check it out. So that you can open up that energy. And brothers, if you out there and you got a sister, a mama, a grandmama, a daughter, a cousin, a friend that is a woman, I know you guys, you brothers, want to support this. I know you want to support it. You can offer it to them as a gift. If you guys have any questions, you can definitely give me a call. Okay? Or give me an email. Or call me. But give me an email. Questionforblue@gmail.com. Yeah. Yeah. You'll get something out of it just by going over to the website. Yeah. The universal soul web has been woven. Woven, you guys. It's here. It's now. All right. Well, thank you so much, my sister. Peace and love to you. Get your voice back, and we're going to get it. Peace and love. All right. She got it. Love you. Love you very much. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code. Ooh, 19 minutes left to go in the forum. Call from area code 607. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Don Blow. This is James from Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay. Greetings to you, James from Boston, Mass.
Hey, is Pastor Ray available tonight?
Yes, he is, and you're going to find him. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, see, wherever the light is, we know what comes out. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 916. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Was it 916?
Yes, 916.
Yay! I'm a...
Hi, greetings. Who's on the line?
It's Keitha from Cali.
Oh, greetings, Keitha. Cali.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How about yourself?
Awesome. I'm doing good. I just actually tuned in not too long ago. Are you just doing straight readings or what?
Listen, you've been on the phone lines long enough. You know what's going on. You know what time it is. Now, if you want
to sure miss nothing,
I'm going to do like the little kids. If you scared, say you're scared.
No, I'm sorry, not at all, Ms. Will. I'm sorry. Because, you know, sometimes you do your meditations, and if people haven't did that ahead of time, then I know you don't allow us to be open for readings. But definitely not scared. I've you called me a few times, so I you know, kind of broke me in. But I am, let's see, my questions are
I got to tell you something first.
Okay.
It's about the voice tonight, because the voice is connected to the soul. And we're not talking about the TV show voice. We're talking about... the real voice. See that? When you go, that's it. You understand?
Yeah, my voice has been kind of, I don't know if it's allergies or what, but it's definitely kind of the throat chakra is holding up.
Yes.
There's a lot going on.
But you know what I remember? But you know what I remember? We spoke before. And the throat chakra, when you're doing that, is about not being honest. Your voice is locking up about not being honest. Before you ask me your question, here's what I want you to do. I want you to give me an update on what I told you to do last time. And where are we? Because we can't be in the same place. So tell me where we are.
Well, can I say that I'm on my cycle and I don't know? Does that kind of correlate with?
That has nothing to do with anything. No, we are always on a cycle. No excuses. We always on a cycle.
I mean,
I know what you mean.
Just to make that clear. Okay.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Cycle, menstruation, period, all of that. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Just making sure we're on the same page.
Yes.
So,
okay, go ahead.
Update. Mm-hmm. So, I kind of been thinking, I'm so glad you called me. Every time, like, when I need to speak to Miss Blue, I speak to Miss Blue. Like, it always works out. Just want to say that.
That's good.
But, let's see, update, it was regarding the business. And I have come to the conclusion that I think I'm going to take the break.
Okay.
I I'm gonna put it. I'm gonna put it a five. Well, because I
so did we...
my request.
Okay.
You told me the last thing that kind of stuck with me was being whatever is holding me hostage to my original decision. I need to figure that out and be okay with changing my mind. And that's kind of where I've been struggling with for the longest time. And I'm just, you know, because I don't want to be judged. I don't want to be looked at as a quitter, you know, even though I'm going to, you know, start it up again in the future, but I'm going to be on a whole different, in a whole different area with a different group of people.
Okay. So hold on a second. I just kind of need to put this sidebar there. I think this may help you because cycle is the same word as circle. And right now you're kind of talking in circle. That's why you're going in the circle. So what did you decide to do for real?
I'm deciding to disconnect, tune out, unplug for 1 year, the 52 week, and and I think I want to.
Congratulations! Good deal, good deal. You made a decision. Good deal.
I made a decision. I'm gonna stick with it, and whatever the backlash, you know, it's my decision.
Wait. Why we gotta talk about what backlash?
Well, the fear that I had with making that decision was being judged as a quitter, and you know, not being able to hack it. Whatever people, however they will look at me.
But we're not talking about quitting. You don't know what anybody else is thinking, but you. You're only in your mind. So let me ask you a question. Why? Mm-hmm. What was your reasoning for deciding to drop out for the year of time that we talked about last time?
Well, there's multiple reasons. I don't have the support.
If you tell me you don't have the support, then you didn't get the lesson. Because remember, it has nothing to do with that. You still got to do your work. Got to do your work. So what's another reason? I'm really holding on to hope here for you. I really am.
Am I being tested?
Yes. Yes. See, give me another reason. You said it's many. I need to hear another one other than you don't have their support. Well, what was the other reason you decided to not do this?
Well, okay, then I probably need to focus more on me.
I want to know the real reason.
Well, I feel like I'm just not where I'm supposed to be. And I think I just didn't have the courage to undo the decision that I made initially.
Okay.
I wasn't supposed to be here. And I kind of just stayed for whatever reason. And it wasn't the right decision.
Go ahead. Okay.
I think because I didn't, the decision didn't line up.
So hold on. Where are you supposed to be?
I'm supposed to be with people that I'm more in tune with in line with, that I respect and that are leaders that have, you know, want to help people.
Here's the thing, and I'm going to tell you this. I want you to, you know how you work in the healthcare field, so you know how it is when you have to give somebody a shot.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell them to kind of hold on. And that they can look away if you see they're cringing, if they're kind of squinting a little bit. I want you to hold on because I'm getting ready to sting you real quick. If you don't give me one reason why you made this decision and stop putting the blame on everyone else and take responsibility for yourself, I'm going to tell you bye-bye. And that all of that get through to Miss Blue, you won't have that no more. So I'm listening. Because everything you've, and by the way, I know you got a workshop ticket for the retreat. I know you signed up for that. I know you did. Please tell me.
Yeah, I'm definitely signing up, but I have yet.
You need to do that tonight, for real. Seriously, really.
Okay.
But tell me one reason that has to do with you that you're taking responsibility with.
Because
everything has been about everybody else. I'm listening.
Everybody. I think.
Not what you think, what you know, that you take responsibility for. Because right now we in a strong circle jerk. So I know your cycle is heavy this month. Because we in a strong circle jerk.
I think I'm afraid of and of the work, of the challenges, of the responsibility, of, I don't know if I have enough belief, I guess, to make it happen.
Okay. Well, you just saved yourself. You can call me again. You can email me.
Because
you did take responsibility. Because that is the truth. Now we're getting somewhere. Now we can talk. We can talk for real. We can get down and we can talk for real. Because that is the truth. The truth is you are scared. The truth is you feel like you're not going to be able to be successful at that. That is the truth. You've got to feel lighter. You've got to feel lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the truth. So the reason is, why did you stop doing the business? It has nothing to do with these people or these groups, even if you start back up. The truth is because you were scared and you didn't think you could do it, and that you were scared you were going to fail because you really don't know what the hell you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Now ask me your question.
I actually wasn't going to ask the question about that at all because
I know you wasn't. But we got that out the way, so now we can move forward.
Mm-hmm. But you got me thinking about it again. But anyway,
what? Please don't tell me you're trying to renege on your answer. Please don't tell me.
No, not.
Okay. Okay. All right. We good then. Now go ahead. Ask your question because we got about 7 minutes left to go.
Okay. So my question is now. So with that on the back burner, I don't know where what I'm supposed to be doing. I just felt kind of lost because that was occupying a lot of my idle time.
Mm-hmm. You got a new man in your life, don't you?
Yes.
Spend some damn time with him. What the hell are you talking about?
No, that was the other question. That was my second question. I just got back from him. I literally just walked in the house, picked up the phone, called the remix, and got through. So.
Yeah. Well, that's what you do. You spend some damn time with your man and get to find out more about who you are because you don't know you either. And when you stop worrying about what everybody else thinks about you, then you will learn some shit and move on. Then you can move on. But until you don't get that, you're not going anywhere. You're going to be stuck. You're going to be lost. You're going to be confused. You're going to be all of these things. When you stop worrying about what other people think about you, then you can move on. You're so worried about what everybody else thinks, and they not even thinking about your ass. That's the crazy shit. They ain't thinking about your ass anyway. That's you doing that. So stop it. Spend some time with your man. That's what you do in between this time. Get to build a solid relationship based on honesty so you don't have to keep clearing your throat. You don't have to keep saying shit you don't want. You don't have to keep going back and doing things you don't want to do and don't know how to do. Learn how to be you. They don't care, and you care for you.
Mm-hmm.
Retreat. That's all I'm going to say. You need to retreat. You need to come out of that thinking. You need to retreat. You need to stop these self-inflicted wounds because you're causing them. Thinking mm-hmm. the whole world is thinking about you. You're powerful. You're a beautiful sister. You're an amazing sister. But you ain't that special that everybody is fucking thinking about you. So before you jack up this relationship, stop it.
Stop. I'm sorry. Stop what?
Stop thinking. There you go. There you go. Stop what? Stop thinking. Everybody is thinking about you and caring what they think. Stop mm-hmm. it. Focus on you. Focus on your relationship. Build that shit up. Want to learn about that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll move on.
So from it's a, that's my question was, like, because I don't really feel like I have the best judgment when it comes to relationships and men, and so I wanted to make sure that before I, because I'm in it, but I'm not in it. So
how about before, you don't have the judgment about nothing, but you seem to think you're an expert on what other people are thinking about you. That's amazing, isn't it? That's amazing that you could say that you don't make the best judgments, but you think you so right about what other people think about you. Focus on your relationship. The relationship feels good. Just don't jack it up. Don't jack it up with all of this other shit. Stop bringing all these people in your relationship caring about what they think. Start caring about what you think about you. What do you think about who you are? You don't even know who you are. You don't. You don't know who you are. You know who other people tell you you are. So learn who you are. Use this time to grow in this relationship so you can learn what you want in a relationship. You can learn what you like about how you feel when you're in a relationship. This is important work. The work is never about anybody else. It's not about our community. It's not about our families. It's about us. If we will take some time to just take care of us, then we can take care of everything else. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you go back and you download, and listen to this again.
Mm-hmm. Definitely
love. All right? I love you. You're making steps forward, but I need your ass to jump. I need you to do like crisscross. I need you to jump forward.
How high, Ms. Lou?
I need you to jump forward. This is your life, girl. This is your life.
Okay.
All right. So peace and love. I want to see you there. You need to get that retreat ticket. Peace and love to you.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll get it right now.
All right, peace and love. Ah, now you guys see why the workshop is so important. We need to talk, sisters. We need to talk. We do. We have about 1 minute and counting left to go here in the remix. Soul love is so important. We've got to stop sabotaging ourselves. We really do. We have to stop self-inflicted wounds. We got to quit friendly fire. We have to stop self-suffering. We got to let these things go. Brothers and sisters, all of us, we really have to begin to let these things go. Do it. We can do it. That's why we're here. We're here in this universal web, the remix. It's only one place on the planet like it, and it's that way because each one of you is a part of that universal web, and we're shining this light all over the world for everybody, and everybody is learning lessons here. I certainly know I am. So I want you guys to definitely hold on to that. Well, peace and love to everybody. We're going to get ready to close out. I truly want everyone to definitely be a part of the workshop, and especially all of the sisters all over the world, and to be a part of this. This is going to be so special, very special for everyone who comes. I want to send much love out to all of you guys, all Shay, to the ancestors. Definitely have a great week. Know that I love all of you guys. You know what to do. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, let it over on Facebook and download. Peace and love, everybody.
Like a house.